If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you and compliments of the season and good luck for the year.
Absolutely. Good morning. And to you guys and the listeners too, hopefully 2020 will be bright and shiny.
Absolutely bright and shiny. We like things that are bright and shiny, don't we?
I'm all for lots of shiny.
All right. What's news in the world of tech today?
Well, this week is always the big week for tech globally. It's the Consumer Electronics Show, which has been renamed CES. I don't know how they thought three letters would make a name. But anyway, CES in Las Vegas is on, and the bizarre, the new, the crazy, and all the kooks are out with their vaporware as per usual. But in and amongst all this craziness are some seriously interesting pointers at the future. And one of the coolest ones that I've seen, I'm not there this time, but I think it's probably cool just to watch it from the internet, is that Uber are working on a flying car with Hyundai. So this is not, this is a story that's been going around for a little while now, but the good old Jetsons flying cars are coming because they have a fully fledged prototype on the floor at CES as we speak.
Wow.
And, essentially, you can hire an Uber helicopter in New York. They're talking about flying cars in Dubai. So the age of the flying car is coming and the technologies that make it possible, because the craziness, imagine having 100 little flying things floating about the city at the same time as you've got all sorts of other stuff going on, is a little unimaginable other than in the science fiction movies. But the simple fact is, with the combination of the connectivity, the speeds, the sort of artificial intelligence, will certainly make unmanned and even manned flying machines around urban environments more and more real. Deliveries of goods is starting to happen with a whole bunch of different platforms. So we're seeing a massive advance in sort of new technologies around transport, and flying cars are one of them. And what is even cooler, I don't know if you remember the movie WALL-E.
Yes, of course.
Remember those little cars that everyone was sitting around and going around in, because they had, you know, they couldn't even use their legs because they were being escorted everywhere by these little floating cars.
Right, yes.
Yeah, well, Segway, you know Segway,
yes,
the Segway
course.
People
yes.
have made a little goodie that looks exactly like that. And that was also announced at
amazing,
Las Vegas.
Amazing.
It's called the Ninibot.
The
and
Ninibot,
they will try
yeah.
to make it. Oh, sorry, it's called the S-Pod. It's Segway
right.
Ninebot.
Right.
But it's the Segway S-Pod. And the S-Pod looks exactly like one of those little cars in WALL-E.
Amazing.
And it's designed actually for transport again around urban environments, and allows you to whiz about in like a little wheelchair type number and get places where you possibly couldn't get to. So couple that with Lime Bikes, which started off in Cape Town this year. I haven't had any reports of any major accidents, but people have been saying that having these little Lime scooters zooting around Cape Town was quite interesting. Along
yeah,
the foreshore
yeah. So yeah. they have. Are you talking about the ones just to rent for a joyride? Not it doesn't. Yeah, we in fact. So first I hired a one of the little scooters that you stand on, and then I returned and got a bike, one of the bikes with power. It was actually amazing, absolutely a great experience. I wanted to see what it was like.
So we're going to be flying in the sky, whizzing about in our little WALL-E pods, and life is super sweet. Apart from the fact that CES announced all the latest TVs, Samsung have got an edgeless TV. So in other words, there's no bezel. It's just TV from edge to edge. 8K has gone fully mainstream. I warned people that this was not just something to think about.
I can't imagine what 8K
welcome to the Hardy Dars.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can definitely hear that you're back in, you're in Gauteng with the sound of Hardy Dars. But it's absolutely fascinating. You know, when if you looked in the 1970s and even 1980s, if you had asked people what our world would look like in 2020, it definitely would have included flying cars.
No question. And it has
been something that just hasn't got there yet. Well, I guess now it has.
Well, it's not quite the vision of the science fiction where everyone was whizzing about in flying cars and everything was automated. But it's quite unbelievable if you look back over the last 50 years how science fiction has been the precursor for so much of the amazing technology and things that we are actually seeing now. And the next, Uber announced that by 2023, which again sounds like a long time, but it's a couple of years from now, we're going to see these actual flying, Ubers around the world. And chances are it'll happen in places like, Dubai, which is pretty much a tech haven. I mean, they've got the opportunity of doing absolutely everything new because nothing existed there prior. So we are going to see the science fiction 2020s, which is pretty remarkable. I mean, we're sitting in a, in an age where no one even, 2020 was the future for me, for most people. It was just crazy. And here we are, flying cars, whizzing Segways, connected everything, smart goodies coming out on, from everybody. I mean, the other main trend, apart from really high quality, very high definition TVs at obscene money, R1 million for the foldable LG TV, but, or the rollable LG TV. But the fact is that we are seeing mid-range producers, good quality, second tier producers coming out with 8K TVs, coming out with really high-end 5G enabled smartphones. So 2020 is going to be the year of uber fast, to coin a phrase, transport and uber fast connectivity. There's just no question that everything that we are seeing is pointing to the next decade being unbelievably interesting from a technology point of view, with connected everything and new modes of travel, new ways of getting around, new ways of communicating. And the only thing that they still really have to work on, and I keep asking, is the transporter. I'm tired of sitting in planes. I'm tired of spending time waiting for buses. I think the time has come where we got to be, beam me up, Scotty, and just go where we need to go in a blink of an eye. And that would be the most amazing tech of the 2020s.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stephen Ambrose, we'll catch you on Thursday for your full hour of tech. Absolutely fantastic. And the world is changing at a rate. If you don't keep up, you are going to be left behind. Time is 8:39. Good morning.